thank the organizers for inviting me to this talk. And let me just start by recalling some very well-known facts, namely first some notation. I always take G to be a simply connected algebraic group over the complex numbers, and also I take it to be simple. And the Lie algebra of G I denote by this German G. And T should be a maximal torus in G. Then I take the loop group L of G. This is supposed to be the group of holomorphic maps from C star to the group G. And then also well-known fact that for any L, we have a central extension of this loop group, which sits inside an exact sequence like this. So it's L, G, hat to the L. Oh, sorry. 1, C star. And then, so if I leave out this L, so this is central extension at level L, and if I leave that out, I just take LG to the 1, so this should be, this I just denote by LG hat. Okay, now we've seen in Professor Kumar's talk how to construct representations of this group, namely if we take some V lambda, this should be an irreducible representation of the finite dimensional group G, and I take some integer k in Z such that the inner product of lambda and sigma is smaller than k, and this inner product here is just the normalized Killing form, so lambda should be the highest weight, so lambda is in H star the highest weight of this representation. And this theta here is just the half sum of positive roots. So to such data, we can associate a representation of LG hat, which I denote by phi lambda k. This goes from LG hat to the general linear group of some V lambda k. Okay, so, and these are basically all nice irreducible representations of this group LG hat. And then also it's the fact that on this group here we have an action of C star. So we have some action of C star on LG hat. So we can take the semi-direct product, LG hat of semi-direct product with C star. And then we can extend this representation here to a representation phi tilde, lambda, k, and this then is a representation of this bigger group in the same vector space of gl, v lambda, k. And then now one would like to compute the character of this representation here. So I denote by d star. This should be the unit disk in c star, so it's all q in c star with absolute value smaller than 1. And then I can take the trace of an element, so I denote by chi lambda, chi lambda k, so of g and q. So this is just the trace of phi lambda k tilde of g and q. And this, so then, it's the fact that that this chi lambda, I mean, this is an infinite dimensional vector space, so the trace doesn't necessarily converge, but it's a fact that chi lambda k is a holomorphic, so it converges on this set here. So if I restrict this q to the smaller, to the unit disk, then this trace converges, and this chi lambda here is a holomorphic, and conjugacy invariant function on LG hat cross d star. And furthermore, there's an explicit formula for this function which is the well-known Katzweil character formula. So we have a Katzweil character formula. So now I want to move on and look at some group. So now I take some finite group G in the center of G. And I want to look at the loop group L of G mod C. So this again is the set of holomorphic maps from C star to this group, which is now not simply connected anymore. And then one sees directly that the group of connected components of this loop group, this is isomorphic to the first fundamental group of G mod Z. And and this, of course, is isomorphic to this subgroup of the center of G. And so what I want to do in my talk now is to generalize this setting here, so this classic stuff to this non-connected loop groups. And then in the end, if I have time, I want to give an application of this to the theory of moduli spaces. So the first thing we have to do is we have to construct central extensions of this non-connected loop groups. And this is a bit more difficult than in the simply connected case. So to do this, I have to introduce some more notation. So at lambda, take lambda to be the lattice of homomorphisms from C star to the group T mod K. So T is the maximal torus of G. And this can be viewed as the sublattice of the Cartan subalgebra. And then I define the basic level, LB. This is supposed to be the minimum of all L in the natural numbers, such that L times the normalized Killing form restricted to this lattice here should be integral. So L times alpha beta is in Z for all alpha beta in lambda. And then now we can describe all central extensions of this non-connected loop group. That's a theorem which has been proven by some guy, Toledano, Laredo. Goes as follows roughly. So central extensions of L G mod Z are classified by triples L, omega, and phi, where L is just a multiple of this basic level. So L is a number, and the basic level should divide L. Omega is a central extension of this lattice here. So omega is an element of H2 of lambda with values in C star. But we can't take any central extension of this lattice, so we have some additional property, some additional condition, which I don't want to write down. It's not very restrictive, though. And phi, finally, is a homomorphism from this from Z, from the subgroup of the center to C star. So to any such triple, one can associate a central extension of this non-connected loop groups and loop group, and the other way around to any central extension, one gets such a triple. And so now I fix some triple, so of the smallest possible level. So LB omega phi, and call the corresponding central extension just simply by LG mod K. So now, so the next step is to construct representations of this centrally extended group now. It's quite simple to do that. So it's an observation. So if I take the, so this also is not connected, but I can look at the connected component of the identity. KFC. Like this, sorry. So I look at the connected component of the center of this this group here, so of the identity, sorry. And this is then isomorphic to the central extension of the simply connected group G at level LB, and I just divide out the center here. And then at this point here, I need the embedding of the central group phi, right? I mean, so anyway, now I can construct all the representations I want. I just take some V lambda K as before, and I take the induced representation. So now K, LB has to divide K, so this can work. LB divides K, and I take the induced representation from this LG mod K hat 0 to the entire group. And of course, this is an induced representation, so it's not necessarily irreducible, but one can decompose it into irreducibles. So I just decompose it. I element I, B lambda K I. So, and these are just the irreducible components. And then it's also easy to see that these are all basically all interesting representations of this non-connected loop group. So proposition for the B lambda K I are all in some reason good, good representations of the of LG mod K. Okay, now so the next thing is to compute characters of these representations. To do that, again, we have to add some more. So we also have again the C star action on this group. So I can take the semi-direct product LG mod K semi-direct product with C star, and I can define function chi lambda K I. This goes from L of G mod K hat cross B star to C, and this again is just I take some element G Q. It's mapped to the trace in V lambda K I of G Q. So and then this again is a nice holomorphic conjugacy invariant function. So and the point now is to find some explicit formula for this function. So first, proposition I lambda K I is holomorphic and conjugacy invariant. So now the goal is to compute this function somewhat explicitly. And to do that, I have to recall some more facts, maybe, first. So if I take some element C in the center of G, to such an element, one can associate some graph automorphism, sigma C. This is a graph automorphism of the extended Dinkin diagram of the Lie algebra of G. Okay, and then so this automorphism, this graph automorphism, also acts on the set of weights of this of the loop group. So sigma c acts on the weights lambda k, and okay, now this is already enough to describe the characters. As follows. So it's now the main theorem. So this follows the first part. Suppose, oh no, no, first, one more thing of notation, sorry. So again, for the C in the finite group Z, I denote by L, G hat, L, G, cross mod K, C. So this should denote the connected component, the connected component of the group corresponding to this element C here, right? So, and then one can calculate, one just has to, if one wants to calculate the characters as a function, one just has to calculate them on each connected component separately, obviously. So, so now the theorem. First part is suppose the highest weight lambda k is not invariant under sigma, so this is not the same as sigma c of lambda k. Then the character, all characters chi lambda k I, restricted to the corresponding connected component, restricted to L g mod k at C cross D star, they vanish identically. So this is quite easy to see also. So more interesting is the second part. So part two. So if this highest weight representation is invariant under this graph automorphism, then one can describe the characters as follows. So there exists some simply connected Lie group which I call G orb, and a map psi which goes from the connected component of G mod K hat cross D corresponding to C, from this connected component to the loop group of orb, of G orb hat cross D star, such that, so now this is a loop group based on a simply connected Lie group, so we know everything about it. And so the point is now, if I want to calculate the character chi lambda k I of an element g q, so this is nothing but the character of some highest weight representation of this group here corresponding. So I mean, I have to be a bit careful because I also can identify the Cartan subalgebras in a good way, so that the highest weights here are the same. So this is just the character of psi of GQ. So, and this character now, as I said before, is kind of well known. So this is known due to the Katzweil. To the Katzweil character formula. So, and this group LG orb also can be described rather explicitly in a nice way by a folding process of the Dinkin diagram of the of a simply connected group G. So G orb is given by some folding of the extended Dinkin diagram. So for example, so if G is of type E8 and so sigma C is just the rotation on this Dinkin diagram, on this extended Dinkin diagram, then I take the folded Dinkin diagram under this rotation, so this fixed point now corresponds to a short root of this diagram. And then I take the finite dimensional subgroup corresponding to this extended Dinkin diagram, so G orb is of type G2. And maybe a second example, so if G is of type C2n, then the Dinkin diagram looks as follows, the extended Dinkin diagram. And then I fold this Dinkin diagram and I get, so this is A2N2, twisted affine, twisted Dinkin diagram, and so the finite dimensional group corresponding to this is G orb, is of type BN. Okay, maybe one word on the proof of this theorem. So the point is that one can check that so the characters here, they have to satisfy a certain differential equation, and they have to be conjugacy invariant. So, and this together, the differential equation and the conjugacy invariant, allow to write down an explicit formula for these characters. So if I restrict, so I can find some torus TC in this connected group, connected components. And then I can write down an explicit formula for the character on this torus. And it turns out that this formula just looks exactly like the character, the Katzweil character formula for this group. So then one can identify this torus with a maximal torus of this group here. And so one has an explicit formula for the characters. So maybe, as I said, I want to just sketch one quick application of the entire thing. Namely, if I take, again, the group L, G mod K, just the ordinary loop group, not centrally extended, cross Q. I fix an element Q here, so this now is a subset of L, G mod K, semi-direct product with C star. So this is just the ordinary rotation action of C star on this set. Then the loop group L, G mod K, acts on this set here by rotation. And it's a well-known fact that that the set of LG orbits, so LG mod K orbits, in this set here, they correspond to G, to equivalence classes of G mod K principal bundles on the elliptic curve on which is given by C star divided out by Q to the Z. So obviously if L G mod K, if G is simply connected, the moduli space of these bundles has just one connected component. But if G mod K now is not simply connected, the moduli space has just as many connected components as the loop group up there has connected components. So I denote by M G mod K C. This is a connected component of the moduli space of G mod K principal bundles on C star mod Q to the Z. And then it's a corollary basically of this theorem I've been describing above. Now, because I mean these characters are conjugate invariant functions, right? So one can use conjugate invariant functions to study conjugacy classes in the group, and then one can use the entire theory to get this following corollary, namely the connected component of this moduli space here. Sorry, K again is the C. So this is isomorphic to M of G orb. So I mean this one connected component of this not connected component moduli space is just isomorphic to the, so this here again is, I mean this is simply connected, so the moduli space here is only one connected component, so one can describe this connected component in terms of this well-known moduli space here. So, and this also, I mean it's well known that this is always a weighted projective space, so we can describe this space here really explicitly. So anyway, this is so maybe one last remark also, because I have one more minute, I see that another application which I can't really sketch is that these characters I've been describing, they play a role in a Verlinde formula for non-simply connected, so in a conjectured Verlinde formula for non-simply connected Lie groups. So maybe this would be a nice application to work on in the future. Well, anyway, thanks.